So I'm 19 years old, right? This is my first day in prison, in legit prison. I'm on this unit called Torres. I actually don't know I don't know a lot of these terminologies just yet, because I've never been on this unit. I came from a detention center, then I came to Torres. So as I'm going to necessities, and necessities is the place where you get your underwear, your shirt, pants, socks, blankets and everything at necessities. So I'm going to necessities, and as I'm walking, the dude came by me and said, "Hey, you heard, huh?" I said, "Heard what?" "Mexicans got on boots." I don't know what that means. Then another dude walked by me, he walked by me, "Hey man, you heard, huh?" I said, "Heard what?" "Mexican got on boots." I don't know what it means. So, but I done heard it twice. So now I want to tell somebody. I run up on the dude, I said, hey, you heard, huh?" He said, "Heard what?" "Mexican got on boots." And he took off running. I said, "Oh shit. Should I be running too?" But I don't know what this means. I get to necessities, and the dude passing out necessities, he say, "Hey, youngster, you heard, huh?" I say, "Heard what?" He say, "Mexicans got on them boots." I say, "But what does that mean? He said, "Shit, you gonna find out." I get to my cell. My cellie is Mexican. I said, "Alvarez, hey man, I just heard, apparently, your people got boots on. What that mean?" He said, "Oh, that means that it's gonna be a little ride. We gonna stab up a bunch of black dudes." I said, "Does the riot start in here?" He said, "Cause we just finished eating together." He said, "Nah, it don't start here. It's on the rec yard. I said, "Alvarez, you would stab me?" He said, "If you on the rec yard." I said, "Alvarez, why would you do something like that?" He said, man, look, here, you stick with your people. You know what I'm saying? Your people doing something, you stick with your people. And then, okay, oh shit. And while I'm talking to him, this dude named Mitch, he from Fort Worth. Mitch come knock on my cell. "Tap, tap, 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 tap. Tap, tap, tap." I said, "What's up, Mitch?" "Man, shit, let me out at you, boy." I said, "What's up, Mitch?" He said, "Shit, you heard, huh? You heard, huh?" I said, "Yeah, Mitch got on boots." "Yeah, you goddamn right they got on boots, boy. Yeah, it's gonna be a motherfucking ride, boy. This is what I'm talking about, boy. This is the type of shit I like, boy. Get amped up for a ride." I said, "Hey, Mitch, what you talking about? Why you, man, shit, this is gonna be real, boy. It's mother ride shit, man. You ever been a ride before?" "Now, shit, man, come to myself and tell you how this shit go. You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to get you a knife." I said, "What? A knife? Where the fuck you get a knife from? You don't sell knives on commissary in here?" "Nah, you gonna have to get you a knife. The boy named Cincy, you gonna have to get you a knife." I said, "Man, I don't really want to be out there." He said, "Man, let me tell you how you get out on the ride. Just some crazy shit. You're going to have to be prepared. We out there on the wreck, y'all. Watch your motherfucking self, boy." I said, "But I don't know what's happening. I'm not involved. I don't even know what y'all fighting about. What are y'all fighting about? I just got here." Mitch like, "Shit, let me tell you, I'm going to show you some ride shit. When you out there, you're going to have to keep your shit on the back. You know what I'm saying? No, don't let these motherfuckers stab you. You have to wash their foot. You have to wash their foot." I said, "Wash their foot?" He said, "Yeah, because they got the boots on. That's why they got the boots on. They're going to kick you in your shin. And when you go down and get your shin, then they're going to stab your motherfucking ass up. So you're going to have to watch. Whatever foot they lift, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to feint them a little bit to see what foot they lift." I said, "Man, this is a lot to take in right now. And shit, you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna have knives. You're gonna take your shirt off. You know, you got to block that. And then we block it, bust their shit open, take their knife, stab their ass." So I said, "Yeah, this is crazy what you're talking about. This is a lot that you got going on right now." He said, "Man, you better get you a knife, though. Get you a knife." I said, "Where you get a knife from?" the dude named CeCe. We had the good old wreck yard, you know what I'm saying? And called CeCe. I said, would you say the wreck yard? He said, the ride is on the wreck yard. But it ain't happening right now. You would know when the shit jump out. I'm on the wreck yard looking for CeCe. I don't know what he looked like or nothing. I'm just on the wreck yard talking about CeCe. CeCe. CeCe, this dude say, hey, what's up, man? I said, you CeCe? Hell no. Nah. I said, well, why you say, what's up, man? He said, because you looking for CeCe over there. I said, it's a lot of goddamn people over there. Which one is CeCe? Man, just go your goofy ass over there and say CeCe like you were saying over here. He said, yeah, what's up? I said, you CeCe? He said, yeah, that's why I said, yeah, what's up? I said, nah, a nigga over there said, yeah, what's up, too. You niggas here playing the game. I said, man, what's up, man? What you need, man? I said, man, you heard, huh? He said, yeah, I heard, I heard. Yeah, messing out them boots on, I heard. I said, hey, man, I'm gonna need a knife. He said, well, shit, come to myself. Follow me. And I'm like, what? He say, man, follow me. We get to his cell. He say, hey, put a towel up. Put a little towel up. He say, man, turn around. I said, man, I ain't turning around your goddamn cell. He's like, man, the only way you gonna see them knives, turn around. This is how I turned around. I turn around, man, CeCe got all these knives out. He told me, man, what kind of knife you want, man? Shit, tell me what you ready for. I said, man, I don't know what type of knife I need. He said, well, shit, what you want? You want a pen knife? I said, a pen knife? Yeah, this is a knife I make out of a little pen. I take out everything out. I put a rusty nail in the motherfucker. I pack it with paper. And I can still put the top on it. This knife right here is for up close combat. You know what I'm saying? Soft tissue in the face. And then you get up on the motherfucker, I said, no, I'm not ready for no pen knife. I'm not ready for a pen knife. He said, what you want? A sword? I said, a sword? What the hell is a sword? That's a knife I make. I motherfucker long. You stab motherfucker and you break that bitch off and you keep stabbing motherfucker. You break that motherfucker off in there. I'm like, nah, I'm not ready for a sword either. I said, y'all don't got no salsa knife? He said, what the fuck is a salsa knife? It's just something that I can just. Keep a looking off me. I don't want to do nothing. This man ain't got no goddamn salsa knife. And stop doing that to my cell. Say, hey, man, I just need a knife, man. He said, shit, what you want your knife made out of? You want metal, wood, plastic? What you want? I said, man, this is a lot of goddamn decisions, man. I just need something sharp, nigga. That's all. I just need something sharp. Hey, man. I said, how much is it gonna cost me? Two bags of coffee. Get that man 2 bags of coffee. Go back to my cell, and I'm in my cell. Alvarez gone, and I'm practicing. Practicing my ride moves. practicing my stuff. Right? And, man, I hear CeCe. Making my knife. I hear the shit. I'm like, ooh, my shit gonna be sharp to the motherfucker, nigga. So it's time for wreck. Mitch come get me. He say, hey, man, shit, let's roll, baby. Let's roll the wreck, man. Go get your knife, man. Bring your shit. So, man, I go up there to CeCe. I said, CeCe, finna go to wreck, man. Need my knife. She said, oh, goddamn, youngster. Man, I stole your knife, man. I said, man, I thought you said my knife was a personal knife. You know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, but Somebody came with more bags of coffee, which made it business. I'm not gonna leave you out there though. I'm gonna give you one bag of coffee back. Here go a pen knife, do what you can. So I'm out here on the rec yard with a pen knife that I'm not ready for. And Mitch, we on the rec yard, and ain't nothing happening just yet. But I don't know when the ride, I can't be comfortable because I don't know when the ride gonna jump. I can't be comfortable. I'm just out here, everybody doing stuff, and I keep coming up to Mitch. I say, hey, Mitch, when the ride gonna start? He said, shit, you gonna know, nigga, you gonna know. And he wasn't lying. When it jump off, oh, you know, it's different. It's different. A lot of strategy is in this. Black folks is on this rec yard, working out, doing shit, playing basketball. I have noticed the Mexicans are not playing handball. They're not doing anything. They are in pockets, just. And they, around the whole rec yard, they are set up. And I'm looking like, nah, this shit don't look right. And man, they all attack at one time. We all scattered out. They're together. And all you hear is this. Now, that don't sound intimidating because I'm the only one doing it. I'm the only one in here doing it right now. It don't sound intimidating. If this whole section starts saying la, 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 towards y'all, y'all be scared in the motherfucker. Because they everywhere. You just hear la, 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 and it's like they coming from everywhere. And Mitch come, hey, man, back to back, nigga, back to back. And we back to back, and Mitch, he decides that he want to give me some extra information that he didn't give me in the goddamn sale. He's somebody, now look here, there's some shit I forgot to tell you. I said, forgot to tell me? He's somebody, now look here, now look here. Now, if they ain't got on boots, now look, don't let nobody get behind you, because these motherfuckers, they slick. Don't let nobody get behind you. Now what you don't do is, look, don't let nobody come on this side or this side. Now, if they don't got on boots, they ain't got on boots, go on, let them in the door, because they ain't in the ride. And I'm like, but if you can go inside, why the fuck am I out here? I'm not involved in this shit. Why am I out here? How you just gonna recruit me, but they can go in? And Mitch say, now I'm gonna tell you something else. Something else? He said, well, now look, don't fall on the ground. If you fall on the ground, oh, these messages gonna kick your goddamn head off. You fall on the ground. Your shit gonna be big than a motherfucker you fall on that ground. So we out here, and I remember everything. I'm watching the foot. I done took my shirt off, got my shirt wrapped around my arm in case somebody tried to stab me. I blocked that. Take my pen knife, stick their ass, then take their shit. I got a little plan going, right? Not letting nobody around me. Mitch got me from this side. I got Mitch. And we out there, and we doing our thing. And Mitch, I'm going to tell you, Mitch, I see why he like rides, because he's good. He's good at it. Mitch is out there doing some other shit. Mitch is, yo, I'm still out here. What y'all want to do? I'm holding my end. Ain't nobody coming from behind. I'm holding my shit down. And Mitch then knocked this dude out. I don't see him. And when I step, I'm falling. Because I stripped over the dude. I'm falling. And I'm saying, oh, shit, Mitch said don't fall. And, man, Mitch is a real riot superhero. He over here. And I know I saw him over there. Mitch, I feel his hand on my back. So I'm like, don't do that, youngster. Get your ass back. I'm out there taking care of my business. I'm doing my thing, right? Boom. And then I see this Mexican. I look down. He ain't got no boots on. I said, man, go around me. Throw your ass around me. And man, the man walk around me. And we out there. We sweating. We out there fighting. And I feel my fucking, I heard it first. I heard my skin pop open. Pow! I said, oh, shit. And I look. And this Mexican had a razor on a toothbrush. And he slipped me down my side. And I think my whole skin popped up, boom. And I looked, I said, oh shit. And I looked at Mitch, I said, Mitch, he didn't even have on boots. And Mitch said, they sneaky like that sometimes. My name is Ali Sadiq, man. Y'all been wonderful. DC, I appreciate y'all, man. DC, I'm fucking with y'all, man. Thank you, bro, man.